Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Outdoor Edge in their complete lineup of knives and game processing kits. These guys right now are doing an absolutely huge giveaway where you could win an elk hunt, and not just any elk hunt. We're talking about a 7 or 8 mile horseback ride into the backcountry. We're talking a one-on-one guided hunt. You're going to be sleeping in a wall tent, and you're going to be doing that for 5 days with the founder and CEO of Outdoor Edge, David Block. Now, if you've never been on an elk hunt before, I'm telling you right now, go sign up for this, because if you ever hear a elk bugle, whether it's at 400 yards or it's at 40 yards, it is a life-changing experience. So here's how you enter. Go to OutdoorEdge.com. There's going to be a big banner for it somewhere on their homepage. All you have to do is click on that. Go fill out some information. I think your name, your email address, maybe some other stuff. And that's all you have to do. That's how you are entered. They're going to be picking a winner, a ways from now. So you have plenty of time to enter. Go visit OutdoorEdge.com. Sign up today. Here we go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. It has been a minute, and I apologize for not getting these podcast episodes out on a timely basis, especially right now when a lot of us are thinking about hunting gear and equipment, especially if you're a whitetail hunter. And my goal now is to start picking up the pace and getting more of these gear-focused episodes out to your ears. And today we are joined by Jim Peterson from Black Hound Optics. These guys are a rifle scope manufacturer, direct to consumer, and we're kicking it back off with a really good episode. Jim kind of talks about how he works for a scope manufacturer that sells their rifle scopes to other brands, and they had this epiphany. It's like, well, why don't we make our own brand? And that was the birth of Black Hound Optics. So on this episode, we're going to hear about their rifle scopes, the makeup, the material, what's good about them, all the typical things that we ask manufacturers and brands on this episode. And we're going to get right into it. No foreplay on this episode. So the Hunting Gear Podcast starts right now. All right, on the phone with me now from Black Hound Optics, Jim Peterson. Jim, how are we doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good, man, doing good. We talked a little bit about this right before we started recording, how, you know, most of the stuff that I cover in the Hunting Gear Podcast is a little bit focused towards bow hunting, because I personally am a bow hunter. And this product that we're going to be talking about today in Black Hound Optics is obviously for a rifle setup. And that's something that you specialize in. So this is going to be a great episode, because I myself am going to get an education today, which is always a good thing.
That's fantastic. Always happy to help.
All right. So I guess the first thing that I want to ask you guys is, where are you guys located?
We're based in Lawrenceville, Georgia, which is just north of Atlanta. We're right outside the perimeter of Metro Atlanta.
Okay. How far are you guys from Lake Lanier?
Oh, minutes.
Minutes.
Depending on what part of Lanier you go to, but yeah, I could leave, you know. Well, we've got Atlanta traffic, you know.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It could be a 15-minute drive or an hour and a half, depending on what time of day.
Yeah.
But, we're probably, as the crow flies, you know, 15 miles or so from the lake.
Okay. Yeah, my buddy's parents used to live down in, it might have even been that town. But they lived real close to Lake Lanier, and, you know, there was a couple summers there we would go down to visit his parents, and we'd take the jet skis out on the lake and have a good time. But speaking of Atlanta, I have another podcast called the Nine Finger Chronicles podcast, and I actually lost my finger in College Park. So
that sounds like a story.
I know.
There's a story behind there.
Right, absolutely. And it's too long to get into today, but there's a weird seven steps of Kevin Bacon connection there.
Yeah, there's people that have lost a lot of things in College Park.
That's funny. Okay. Well, so you guys are based out of Georgia. How old is Black Hound Optics?
Okay, I usually respond to that with, we're the oldest scope company you've never heard of. And the reason is, Black Hound Optics has only been around for just under 2 years. And we've been actively selling for about 18 months of that. But our plant that we manufacture our scopes in, we've been making optics for about 40 years to be branded under other companies. So we have, you know, 4 decades of experience, and we just decided a couple years ago, why don't we market direct to the consumer, you know? And we surveyed 13,000 U.S. shooters and said, well, what are you guys looking for in an optic? And we came up with this idea that, you know, they wanted something that was accurate, of course, affordable and guaranteed. And here's the price point they wanted to be at. And we said, well, the only way to really put a top quality product in that price range with those attributes is to go direct from manufacturer right out to retail sales.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely a good move because not even in the hunting industry, but everywhere across the United States, you're seeing more and more, well, hell, the world, more and more direct to consumer, options for people.
Right. Well, the internet changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, online shopping now, everybody goes out, they look for a product. They go around and search, go to their local dealer. You know, you'll walk into your gun store. We'll just use that example in our industry. You go into a gun store, they pick that guy's brain at the counter, and then they go online and try, oh, where can I get the best deal? You know?
Yeah.
And that just drives everybody's price to the bottom because now your local guy down the street has to try and compete with online retailers. So we just said, okay, we're going to bring it over direct here and put it out online ourselves. We also have a lot of dealers, but we never put it on sale. You know, we brought it in at a fair price, and I think you'll find that as we go through it, you find out what we all include. We're not fighting against price with anybody.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So 40 years of experience. So the company that you actually work for or where Black Hound has its connection from manufactures other optics under or manufactures optics and then other brands put their name on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's common in the industry. You know, there's, glass, all your optics glass is all made in Asia somewhere. Yeah, there's only a few companies that do it. Everybody kind of starts sourcing from the same people. It's kind of like, AR-15s were, several years ago where there was only a couple companies making, firing pins or bolt carrier groups, and they supplied them to everybody.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So do you guys offer something different in Black Hound than the other branded rifle scopes or the other branded optics, or is this just your manufacturer's brand of the same scope?
Well, what we know, we are different. And what we have done is with all that experience, we know what works, what doesn't. It's kind of like, pick any product and you had all the parts available from the lowest priced ones to the best ones, and you could put together your own creation. That's what we've done. So we know what fails, why things fail, where to put your money at to get the best value for the consumer. And that's what we've created. So it's more that we didn't reinvent the wheel, but we chose the right combination of products to bring a scope in. Our most expensive scope at this moment is $450.
Okay.
And that includes a cantilever mount, your bubble levels, all the tools. You open the box, it looks like an iPhone. You open this big box and everything you need to mount and run that scope is included in that price, with free shipping. So you just have a better user experience, especially if you're you go out and you order a scope online, it shows up and you go, oh great, my scope's here, oh there's no rings, how do I mount it, back online, search for that part, and then if you have a warranty issue, you have mismatched pieces, whatever. We just decided to streamline the whole process and provide our customers with, very clear glass, accurate, affordable. It's a great price. And our guarantee rivals the best in the business.
Okay. So let me ask you this. When you guys made that decision to start branding your own rifle scopes, it's like, it's almost like a Lego set. It's like, well, we got all the pieces here. We're going to put it together, the rifle scopes that we like and we want to brand under Black Hound. What did that process look like? How did you guys know what pieces to use, what material to use, and what the price point was going to be?
Well, we started out, spent the better part of a year going out to gun shows, shooting events, things like that, and just surveying U.S. shooters. This is a specific U.S.-specific scope, too. We don't sell them in any other country. It was designed for our market. And as you know, you go all around the world with any product, there's different nuances. And a lot of companies go, well, we've got to make it fit all these markets because we're only going to make this one thing. And then you have compromises, you know. So what we did is said, okay, we're going to sell it in the U.S. What the U.S. shooters specifically want. We came up with a survey, and we just went out and solicited information across the spectrum of, you know, from sports shooters to precision rifle to hunters, you know, what are we all looking for? And then we distilled all that data and came up with what we're looking for. And then we took that information and said, okay, we need aircraft grade aluminum. We need the best glass that we can get. We have a new reticle in development right now. We're at almost 400 hours just designing the reticle so that it's more intuitive for the shooter. So there are some things that we do that are specific. Like our reticle is our reticle. Nobody else has it. So we base that on what people say they want. You know, you've looked through scopes, I'm sure. Some of them are too busy. You go, wait a minute, that's too much information, you know?
Right.
Some of them are too basic. So we just said, okay, here's what people want. Here's what they need. And obviously, you know, at that price point, you know, the guys aren't out there shooting 2 mile shots for competition or whatever, you know, going for world records. So we said, okay, what does the average hunter need? How far does he actually shoot game? You know, I think a lot of people get caught up in thinking the more money they spend, the better it is for them. And a lot of people are just overscoped, you know, for hunting, you know, most of your game, you know, you're not taking a shot at 600, 700 yards typically, you know, if you're out hunting deer, you know, do you want to risk that shot? So people are buying these scopes that are good for 1200 yards. And they're shooting at 200. So, you know, we just said, okay, what does this survey say? What does the U.S. shooter ask for? And let's provide that. And you know, we should have a good product. And I think our sales, we have about 200 dealers nationwide right now. And we have a really strong online sales component as well. So I think we're on the right track.
Right. So of these, you know, hundreds or thousands of people that you interviewed to come up with, you know, what you wanted this scope to turn out, would you say there was some kind of crossover between the quote unquote shooter versus the hunter?
Yeah, there is. 'Cause there's a lot of, like we do, like our 1-8 scope, is used by a lot of guys for hog hunting. But it's used for a lot of competition shooters for like three gun where you're moving and shooting, or you have targets that spin and you've got to have a wide field of view and track a moving target. So, you know, there's that same kind of, you know, crossover, or even if you're looking at something for home defense, you know, you want to have clear vision, good low light capabilities, you know, and so it kind of, there are segments of, I think, any shooting aspect that cross over to different disciplines.
Okay. All right. So with a direct to consumer product, right? There are some downfalls to that. And the downfall is that a guy, you know, and I've ordered clothes online before, or I've, you know, ordered a product online that I haven't been able to touch and hold and feel and put it to use or test it out before I, you know, before I actually used it. So, you know, What is your return policy like? Let's say a guy orders one of your scopes and says, oh man, well, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, or I need a different SKU out of what you guys offer. How easy is it for them to, you know, switch it up and send it back?
It's no problem at all. And I'll preface that by saying, as far as I'm aware, I haven't heard of anybody that got our scope and just went like, nope, not for me, not what I was thinking of.
Right.
Because most people, before they go ahead and pull the trigger on it, just because they haven't heard of the name, they tend to do a little more online research, and they'll listen to podcasts. They'll watch somebody do a scope review, and they'll watch it on a YouTube channel, something like that. So there's more of that out there. And we actually have a Facebook page. It's the Black Hound Enthusiast Group, where some people got together and just said, man, we love the scope so much, let's start a Facebook page and, you know, post pictures of our guns and answer questions for people. So that's not us doing it. That's the consumer. So when you have a question, you're getting real life feedback from somebody that has the product. So our satisfaction rate has been very good. But as far as returns, you call our office, our customer service guys will take care of that for you. And if you buy it from a dealer, the first thing I recommend is go to our website. You go down to the dealer finder, look up your state or pull up the map, and see if there's a dealer nearby that you can go and put your hands on one.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with our warranty. Our guarantee, you're familiar with the fine print that says repair or replace, right?
Yep.
We don't do that. You give us, right now you have a scope in your hand, you have a problem with it, you call us up, you give us a serial number, or, you know, you're probably already in our system. But we'll go ahead and just ship you the same model out to you. And then we send it with a return label. So you take all the new stuff out, put it on your gun, take all your old stuff, put it back in the box, put our label on it, and send it back to us. So you're not without your scope for 3 weeks while it's being repaired, or a month while it's being repaired. You get a brand new product right in your hands. And then we take your old one back, and, you know, we do an autopsy on it and find out, you know, what failed. Was it user error? Did you drop out of the tree stand? Did it get wrapped up in the axle of your ATV? Or was there something that we did wrong that's actually a quality issue, so that we can make the next generation better than this one? But we had a guy that on a couple of our models, the illumination turret, you actually have to pull it out. It locks in place. So you have to pull the cap out to release it and turn it. And we've had a couple people actually put channel locks on it because this thing is so tight. And they'll put a rag around it, put channel locks on it. Well, then, of course, they unspin the turret, and we've just sent them a new product. And now we actually put a sticker on that when it's new, so that before you, the first time you go to use it, you see, oh, okay, I need to pull this out. So, you know, that was something that we learned there. But our customer service, we're really about making the customer happy and what's best for them. So we have had a couple people order one scope and then want a different model. And we've said, okay, you know, we'll send you this model. You send us the old one back, and we let them swap out.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever it takes to make the customer happy.
Yeah. And that seems to be an increasing or a growing trend in the optics industry, whether that's for spotting scopes or rifle scopes or binoculars or whatever. And that is that they have these really badass warranties to where, hey man, if you break it or it's damaged, just let us know, and we'll get you something new or fix it for you immediately.
Right, right. Well, that's like you said. We shifted to a lot of our purchases now are online, so you don't have that interaction that you used to have. So the only thing that the first thing people look at now really is, how good is your guarantee?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this notion of overscoped. I want you to elaborate a little bit on that, because I think, you know, I've heard of guys, you know, like, not necessarily on the rifle scopes side of things, because I'm not necessarily a gun guy per se, but
Right.
I know what you mean by that, because I think in the past I've done that with some binoculars. You know, it's like I'm a tree stand hunter in woods where the longest I can even see is maybe 80 yards. So I don't need a pair of binoculars that can get me out to, 1,000 yards or whatever. So elaborate a little bit on what overscoping means and how to justify what scope you actually need or what magnification you actually need.
Okay. Well, typically, it's kind of the same thing if you go with caliber or if you go with, in bow hunting, you go with the weight of your bow, it's kind of a part of American, male thinking, I think. We always need the biggest, the best, the most horsepower, whatever it is. And we think that's always going to make us better. But if you take, our largest scope right now is a 6 to 24 power. Magnification. Well, if you're starting at 6 power, then, all of that short distance stuff is, you're already looking at it. You're losing your field of view. If you're shooting at a lower end, you'd probably be better with our 4 to 14, or maybe even one of our low power 1 to 4, 1 to 6, 1 to 8. So if you're shooting less than 100 yards, you want something that you can adjust in between at 50, 75, 100, 150. You don't want something that really you should start shooting at 200.
Yeah. Okay. So then what are some, tips or tricks for choosing the right one?
Choosing the scope or the rifle?
The rifle, because, you hear guys saying glass is kind of king, especially when, because if you have really poor glass, it actually may hurt you in a shooting competition or out at, the really low light times of the, day when the animals are moving, right? So I guess, how do you determine what rifle goes best for what, or how, what scope goes best for the rifle that you have, or vice versa?
Okay. Well, you have to decide what game you're going after, obviously, and what conditions you are. Like here in Georgia, you've been down here to Lake Lanier or whatever.
Yep.
We have a lot of dense woods. Your shots are fairly short range, but you go out, into the Midwest or, out to some of the prairies and the plains, and you have open stretches as far as you want to shoot. So you're going to determine, how big the game is. Obviously, you're not going to use the same caliber to shoot a coyote as you will to shoot a bear. You're going to need stopping power. And then a lot comes into play with, bullet speed, bullet weight, those kind of things. So I think most people, going into it, there's going to be local friends that can give you some starting points, other hunters. Very few people just wake up one day and go like, I think I'm going to go hunting. I'm just going to go down to Cabela's, buy a gun, get set up and walk my happy self out into the woods here, So usually, and hopefully, you'd have someone that could give you some advice, or a local club, or maybe wherever you lease your land at, whatever, there's going to be other hunters that can help guide you and get you in, or, maybe your father or your uncle or your grandfather brought you up.
Gotcha.
So you kind of get there. And then from that, you can call our customer service line, tell them, what you're doing, what kind of hunting you're doing, what kind of animal you're at, where your general area is. And then we also have market trends where we track what scopes we sell in which area. And it's like, all the hunters in that state are using the 4 to 14 or, whatever it is that they're using. So, and then, like I said, we have our enthusiast groups and different places like that, shows like yours, or other podcasts that have that information available to you. So It is a little bit of trial and error, you know, for a lot of people starting out, especially. And that was one of the reasons also we didn't want a very expensive scope. We could have obviously started building $2,000 scope. But we said, you know, let's start out with, you know, something that an entry-level guy could use, but a more experienced shooter would also be happy with it. And then our next line is going to be a little bit more expensive, but not all that much.
Gotcha. So you guys are already discussing the next roster as far as the lineup of more products to come down the pipe. Is it just going to be rifle scopes, or are you guys expanding into other categories?
All right, I have to be careful here. I'll say we have some prototypes on hand already. We are going one level down, and we're making a 3-9. That should come to market just under $200 for, you know, your first gun, or you're building a gun for your grandson or something. Or you just do, you know, you hunt on your own property out back, you're not shooting that far, this is all you need. So we do have one there, and then we have two other ones, which will be more of an upper end scope, I would say. And then we're doing a couple of pistol reflex sights that we're looking at right now. So we are expanding into other areas. We have a new mount coming out for air gunners, because that's, you know, they're really hard on scopes, air guns, if you've had any experience with those, because the bolt goes in both directions, and it really hammers the scopes. But our next one's coming out. We have a 5-25 by 56 and a 4-32 by 56. They're both going to have 34 millimeter chassis, which is, you know, the center section of the scope. And one of the terms you get, because, you know, hunting, you do a lot of low light, you know, shooting. There's a common phrase that people say, light gathering, and scopes don't gather light. They allow light to come in. So what you want is better light transfer. So a larger tube and a bigger objective, you know, help with that. It's just like having a window in your house. You know, if you have a small, tiny little window, the room's not going to be as bright as if the window's bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So as of right now, what's your most popular scope?
It's kind of a tie between our 6-24 and our 1-8. One is, typically your AR customers will go with the 1-8. And then the guys that shoot more long range go with the 6-24 by 50. We have that available in MOA or mil reticle. But the scope itself, the chassis is basically the same. So it depends again on what type of shooting you're doing. And a lot of people now are using ARs for hunting, you know, especially like hog hunting, coyotes, predator animals, things like that. So, that 1-8 has been really popular, and we actually have a girl, she's 16, 17, who does competitive shooting, and she's shooting our 1-8 out to 720 yards with an AR-15. So that's a really versatile scope.
Okay. So I guess my next question here is, all right, so you got a guy who, whether he is experienced and has a ton of knowledge, and he's an experienced hunter, and he has a ton of knowledge with rifle scopes and firearms and all that stuff, or this person is brand new and he picks up his very first rifle and he's looking for his very first scope, to those two people, and you can answer one first, then the other, however you like, why should they consider Blackhound rifle scopes?
Okay, that's an excellent question, Dan. It really is. because you would think that those two people might not necessarily want the same product, right?
Right.
But what we have found is where we've set the price, it's an affordable scope for an entry-level shooter. But the quality is there where a more experienced shooter can appreciate it. So, and I'll give you an example. When we were at SHOT Show, people were coming up going, oh, Blackhound, never heard of you. You know, and we had scopes. We'll put them in their hand. Here, take a look. What do you think? And people are going like, wow, that's a really nice scope. And they say, how much is it? And my reply was, well, what do you think it should be? And we would routinely get $750, $800, you know, whatever. And I'm like, nope. That one's $399, and they're like, oh well, that, you know, that's a pretty good price, you know, with a normal markup, you know, we could sell it. I'm like, no, that's the retail price. And they were like, wait a second, you know. So experienced shooters pick up our scopes, and they think if the price isn't there, they think they're looking at a more expensive product because of the quality and what we include in the box. But then when a new shooter is starting out, they're, you know, one of their primary objectives is usually to, until they figure out what they like, is to keep their price down. So a new shooter is going like, well, you know, I can get a 4-14 for $299. It includes the mounts, it includes sunshade, all the tools, the bubble levels and all that. You know, $300, what are you going to get for less than $300? You know, nothing. You know, you know what I mean? So, you know, so they're willing to go ahead and try it, and then once they find out how good it is, and our customer service and our guarantee and all that, we're hoping to make them customers for life. And that's why we started at this level, and we're moving up from there.
Okay.
But we have customers that have pulled off far more expensive optics and sold that to one of their buddies or on a trading page and replaced them with our scopes just because. Let's look at it this way. Let's say you have $1,000 to spend left in your budget. And you can buy a $500 scope and $500 worth of ammunition, or you spend $900 on a scope and have $100 worth of ammunition to practice with. Who's going to be the better shot? The guy that can practice and put 500 rounds downrange is probably going to be a better, more accurate shooter than the guy that spent all of his money on equipment and now doesn't have as much to go out to the range.
Yeah. Is there a misconception, and maybe you guys are fighting this right now, where an experienced guy looks at your price and goes, well, it's $400, can't be good?
I've had that happen plenty of times. And I get it. Typically, unless they can find out what our model is, you know, but we don't sell through, if you sell your product through a distributor, the distributor has to get a markup on it. If you have, you know, 30 salesmen in every market, every state, you've got to pay all those salaries. You know, that's another part of the markup. So if you're doing nationwide advertising everywhere, you're doing print magazines, you're doing online ads and commercials, all those costs get passed on to the consumer. And we don't do that. We're kind of, I hate using the term grassroots because, you know, now with the politics and all that, grassroots has kind of become like a joke almost, but that's kind of where we're at. I used to own an outdoor gun range, James Mason. He's worked for several companies in the firearms industry forever. Rick Nair out in California, had a retail gun store for a long while before he came on board with us. So we're all, you know, gun guys. We want to get behind a product we didn't believe in. But we know enough people that we were able to, you know, get products into the hands of the right people, get some reviews done, and just start spreading the word. Some of our friends that were competitive shooters are like, you know, we'll try it out and see, you know, and then they're like, wow, this is a nice product. I'm going to keep using it. So, you know, our name has grown, substantially, you know, over the past year or so.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's awesome. I love seeing new companies be successful. So last question here. If someone has listened to this today and they want to find out more information about Blackhound and all the optics that you guys offer, where should we send them?
They can go to our website, which is blackhoundoptics.com. They can go on Facebook. We're under Blackhound Optics on Facebook. Same on, and the same on Instagram. We're Blackhound Optics on Instagram. Our logo looks like a little, it's a little black circle, almost with like a Labrador head in the middle of it. So it's pretty easy to tell on the profile pic. Go ahead and check those out. And like I said, you know, look at your dealer, the dealer map. See if there's a dealer near you. Go check them out. If you have any questions, they can email me directly. My name is Jim Peterson, but the email is jim@blackhoundoptics.com. Very simple. Shoot me an email. I'll be happy to answer any questions, and see what we can do to get something into your hands.
Perfect. Is there anything else with your company or your products that we didn't discuss today that the listener needs to know about?
What we also do, if you go on our website, there's a link for what we call Frontline, which is our, everybody asks, do you do a military discount or a law enforcement discount? Our Frontline program, because of this year, there's so many Frontline employees. You've got emergency room technicians, you've got paramedics, there's essential workers that have been out there, every day. So we're looking to thank them. So if you click on that link, it'll tell you how to take advantage of that program. And again, we made it as simple as can be. It's not like, I don't know if you've ever bought some of the law enforcement programs. They make you fill out a document that's 4 pages long and, all that. This is a real simple form. It takes less than a minute to fill it out. And then you can take delivery from, any dealer that way. So that's one thing. And other than that, like I said, check us out. If you have any questions, we're more than happy to hit any of the contact links. Send us a message through Instagram or Facebook, or give us a call directly. And we're really happy to answer any questions and give you the best service that we can.
Perfect. Well, Jim, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and chit chat about your company, Blackhound, and. Have a good rest of your week, and I guess good luck with the company, man.
Great, man. Thank you, Dan. And if you get down here to Georgia again, give us a shout. I'll take you out for lunch or something.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.